All right, patient's name is Clara Schrader, S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R, 12-23-24, 11-28, the Harrison, A-L, C-C, E-R, readmit note, H-P-I, 99-year-old female who had a fall in her room. She hit her head, and staff were able to respond to a call, or her call light quickly, period. Patient was taken to Integris SWMC. She had a head CT and CT of her cervical spine. There were no acute changes, and she returned early that morning, period. When I asked patient what she was doing that led to the fall, she got frustrated and said she just couldn't remember, period. She is very hard of hearing, did not have her hearing aids in, with the exception of one, and so she was able to hear some of what I said, period. Overall, she states that she doesn't feel bad. When I touched the back of her head, she said that that was tender, so there remains some tenderness where she had direct floor contact, period. She is sleeping through the night. Her appetite is at its baseline. She's ambulating with her walker and has gone down to meals today, period. And she's back to her regular schedule, period. Okay, diagnoses are gait instability with falls, MCI with progression, osteoporosis, HTN, hypothyroid, and COPD. Medications are unchanged from 10-23 note, allergies NKDA, diet regular, code status DNR. Vital signs are 144 over 73, 87, 97.1, 16, and 110.8 pounds. And skin, or in general, skin is warm, dry, intact with good turgor, musculoskeletal tenderness to the occiput of her skull. There is, or not skull, put scalp. The skin is intact. There is no redness or bruising noted. And cardiac. She has regular rate and rhythm. No murmur, rubber gallop. PMI non-displaced. Abdomen is scaphoid. Bowel sounds present. No distension or tenderness. A&P number one, fallen room where she hit the back of her head, evaluated at SWMCER and returned to facility. Her son met her at the hospital and returned with her, period. No new medications, and she is resuming her baseline activity, period. Number two, increased urinary incontinence. Patient is now wearing a brief with a pad. She's very conscious of soiling herself in public, but has adapted to wearing one, period. And then next is skincare issues. She did have some redness with chafing, on her bottom, secondary to the urinary incontinence, that has received barrier protectant, and with the new brief and pad that she's wearing, that area remains generally dry, period. And the next is weight loss. 8/24. Patient's weight was 125.2 pounds. So her weight of 110.8 is a weight loss of 14.6 pounds, period. Encouraged her to have protein drinks, which are available in her room, period. 993-50.